Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party. December 15th is the pink party, the pink party, Sylvia's pink party.
Saturday, December 15th at Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. It's the party you've been waiting for all year long. Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. One night and one night only of party bliss. This will be a pink carpet affair filled with fun, food, entertainment, and door prizes featuring two of Sinla's hottest DJs, Trey Seven and DJ Boogie Bear. It'll be a party with a purpose. Saturday, December 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. at the Hayes Auditorium at 206 Persian Avenue in Bunky, Louisiana. For a $20 donation, you'll help eradicate breast cancer. Sponsored by Darlene St. Romain and her team at Sylvia's Caring Companion Healthcare Services. Doors open at 8 p.m. It'll be a holiday event that makes your heart beat.
Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure is sponsored in part by the Cancer Foundation and Sylvia's Caring Companion. For ticket information, call 318-346-2540 or 318-445-5658. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Hump Day Wednesday. It's December 5th. And if your morning is just getting started, it's 7:37 a.m. Central Standard Time. We also want to remind you that you can reach out to us at our offices at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Or you can phone us by dialing 318-445-5658. As always, we like to remind you about those school zones. They're in effect until 9 a.m., so we want you to be mindful as you're traveling in this morning. Kids are standing at bus stops, kids are walking to school, and they're crossing those school zones. We also want you to watch out for our crossing guards and our resource officers, as well as our bus drivers that are trying to get our kids there safely. And, you know, in the morning, I know we're all ready to get there, even in the lines for those parents who drop kids off or those commuters who are carpooling and dropping kids off to be, you know, courteous and just to kind of unload and keep it moving, so that everybody's day can get started on a good, safe note. So just as a reminder, remember that those school zones, well, they are in effect until 9 a.m. And because we're not here in the afternoons, we've also got to remind you about those afternoon school zones that started about 2 o'clock. You know what? There's so much happening, so many accidents in our city. And so if we just slow down and stay engaged, if we're watching out for others as well as ourselves, if every single person on the road will do that, I think it'll make us all a little bit better and all just a little bit safer. This morning, we've got a few things lined up. We're super excited to find out what's happening in Avoyelles Parish. The Avoyelles Commission of Tourism is going to come on and talk about what's happening down in Avoyelles Parish for the Christmas holidays. Lots and lots of activities in Avoyelles Parish and surrounding areas. And we've got some other great things coming up as well. But before we get started this morning, there was really a great article that we had come across, and I had been wanting to share it. And this morning is a really good time, especially as we're talking about kids and birthday parties. You know, we've always thought that the jumpers, those large jumpers, were really, really safe. And reports are saying that maybe not so much. You know, they're big for kids and birthday parties and just get-togethers, but they can be dangerous. With a number of injuries soaring in the recent years, a nationwide study has found that kids often crowd into these quote-unquote bounce houses, and jumping up and down can send other children flying into the air. And everybody who's got a child at some age has been in a bounce house or been in a jumper. But the numbers suggest the United States children a day, 30 children a day, are treated in emergency rooms. 30 children every day are treated in emergency rooms for broken bones, sprains, cuts, concussions from these bounce house accidents. So we just want to remind you, as the holidays are coming, parties are coming, a lot of people really, really use them more, I think, in the summertime, but they're just, they seem to be a great idea for anytime parties. And so we just want to remind you that if you're renting a bounce house, that kids really need to be supervised, and the number of children that are in a bounce house at a time needs to be monitored. They say the injuries have climbed along with the popularity of the bounce houses, from fewer than 1,000 in 1995 to nearly 11,000 in 2010. And that's a 15-fold increase and a doubling just since 2008. So lots of people love these bounce houses. We're just reminding you, as we saw this article, that you want to make sure that if you are renting bounce houses or jumpers, that you're making sure that kids are monitored in those bounce houses, because so often we just put those kids in there and you think it's soft and never even think about injury, but it's happening. 30 kids visiting emergency rooms every day from those sort of accidents. And who would have known that concussions were also a consequence of that? So we want to just remind you about that. It's Wednesday. It's Hump Day Wednesday. The week is almost over, and we hope that your morning is off to a great start. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll have more On Point right after this. It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car? It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning. I am Frederica Cross, winner of the Super Mega Raffle of the OPT Network and the Race for the Cure. And I would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Dr. Gary Jones from Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, better known as LACBT. And I would like to wish everyone in the listening audience from On Point Talk a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday Season.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Hump Day Wednesday, December 5th, and can you believe it? The month is flying by. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides and surrounding area for all of your home, auto, life insurance, plus much more. You can phone Rosa and her team by dialing 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group there in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply go to www.hicksonhasit.com. This morning, we're talking about the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. And we love Avoyelles Parish. Of course, we are native Avoyellinians, if that is correct, Wilbert.
It is correct.
We welcome Wilbert Carmouche, the Executive Director of the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, back to the OPT Network. And, of course, Avoyelles Parish is located in central Louisiana, has long been known for the warmth and friendliness of its people, its wonderful food, excellent hunting and fishing, and interesting and beautiful historic locales. And, Wilbert, there is a lot going on in Avoyelles Parish for the holidays.
Absolutely, but you've summed it all up for me, so I can basically leave and give you my list.
Well, you know what? We love Avoyelles Parish, and we love to see the hunters, and now we have become, I was going to say anglers, but I have to say aspiring anglers. So we are working on our expertise on the water.
On the water.
On the water.
Wonderful. But most of the time when I see DC, though, he's pulling his boat out of a repair shop.
Well, no more. No more
no
of
more.
That.
Okay. Well,
that's one, just wrong. And into the,
I do get a service that at Fifth Ward. Let me just say, as of this week, I have a new rig.
Just see you at the fish market.
Yeah, that was my
because you're not catching anything.
Well, see, that was my starter boat. I had to get a starter boat.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah. So now that I've had the starter boat, and really, it's a really, really nice rig too. But now I have a 94-stroke Triton. Yeah, big Triton boat.
Hello, Santa.
Go, big bowler. Santa Claus has come early.
Stepped it up a notch.
So that means you got to step it up a notch in the water.
That's exactly right. So when is the fish fry, DC?
He said whenever you want it to be. So, Wilbert, what's going on? We know it's always something going on.
Oh, we've got it going on, Carlette, this weekend. I mean, it just happens all over the place. I mean, you can check into Avoyelles Parish on Friday evening and not leave till Sunday evening.
I love it.
Be perfect, and you would have something to do all the time. We start off with Christmas on the Courthouse Square, and that is Friday evening at 6 o'clock.
And that's going to be in
downtown.
Downtown.
Downtown at the Courthouse Square. It's like old Americana. It's almost going to be like a Christmas card type deal where when you're going to walk up there, everything will be out. All the lights will be out.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a countdown, and then all of a sudden, 20,000 lights will come on.
Oh, amazing.
And Santa will arrive on a fire truck, you know, the hot chocolate for everyone.
That's the way we do it. That's the way we do it in Avoyelles.
It's cool. I said if it's too hot, they'll have to give us lemonade.
That's in Marksville.
It's always a wonderful event, and the atrium that is behind the courthouse is decorated with 10 trees from different organizations that come in and put their touches on 10 Christmas trees.
20,000 lights, Wilbur?
20,000 lights is what I read in the paper, yes. So it will make a wonderful way to kick off, you know, with family and friends. So that's Christmas on the Courthouse Square. It's been going on for a long time, and every time, you know, it's still an aha moment for the parish. And then next thing that we're going to do that same evening, Cirque de Noël is going to be...
Cirque de Noël.
Yes, Cirque de Noël is going to be at Paragon Casino Resort, and that is going to be Friday and Saturday evenings at 8 o'clock and Sunday afternoon. And that's a spinoff. You've heard about Cirque du Soleil, Cirque d'O, it's a spinoff of that with a Christmas twist.
Wow.
So it should be wonderful family entertainment.
And where is that going to be?
It's in the Maury
Center.
It's in the Maury Center. It's a ticketed event, and tickets are available. And you can call Paragon 800-946-1946, and they'll tell you how to obtain your tickets.
And, Wilbert, that's going to be a great family
event. A great family event. Absolutely. So, you know, Christmas in the Courthouse Square, then you roll into Cirque de Noël, and that will be absolutely a wonderful evening of festivities.
And what time is that starting?
I think that one's at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
But you can have information, or go on the Paragon website.
Okay.
That's there as well. Then next morning, I mean, you just soon overnight, because the next morning you can go to the farmer's market in Bunkie. At 8 o'clock, they're going to have, that's in your hometown.
Absolutely.
They're going to have farmers market, foodstuffs, and that type entertainment for you over at the Bunkie Depot. That's at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then, let's see, I tried to put this in order here, because, you know, you can hop from one place
right,
to the other.
Right.
Then you can go to Plocheville for their Christmas parade, which is at 1 o'clock.
Wow.
A wonderful little town of Plocheville, where they have the only Catholic high school church the Catholic school,
in Avoyelles Parish.
In Avoyelles Parish. So that's going to be a wonderful parade as well. You know, just family, community, that's what it's all about. And I have a contact phone number there, 922-3111 for that. Then you need to shoot back over to Bunky.
Okay, back to Bunky.
Back to Bunky. Come to the tourism office. We'll give you a map. Go back to Bunky, and they have a parade at 4 o'clock.
Get out. What day is that?
That is all Saturday.
All Saturday.
That's all Saturday, sponsored by the Rotary Club.
Okay.
Is their parade at 4 o'clock and fireworks at 6 p.m.
Oh, wow.
And you can call the Chamber of Commerce, and they'll give you additional details
okay.
on that as well. And all while that's going on, we're in the midst of Christmas on the Bayou Festival in Cottonport. You know, our long-running festival that we have along the banks of Bayou Rouge in Cottonport, and that's December 8th and 9th. The fireworks are on the 8th, and then the Grand Parade is on Sunday.
And that's a huge parade
a
for
huge
everybody in Avoyelles Parish.
Everyone in Avoyelles Parish and out of Avoyelles Parish. So
mm-hmm.
all roads lead to Cottonport on that day. Because, you know, they do, Carla, they do theirs on the second weekend of December.
Right. So you can go to the
You can go to Natchitoches on the first weekend.
Right.
And then the second weekend, it's more of an Avoyelles
style. Right.
You know, that's
right.
Their
and that's coordinated really well.
Absolutely. Because then gives you an opportunity to do both.
Right.
And then we round it all off with the Night of Lights at back into Marksville on the Sunday evening around 6 o'clock or at dusk. Because the Garden Club has their lighting contest
okay.
that evening. So, you know, that's a competition in a venue where, you know, homes and businesses do a lot of nice decorations. And that's all lit up. So you can go by the courthouse. You can you know, grab something to eat downtown. And then you can ride around and see all of the lights that night. And it's really, and which will stay up until Christmas time. But it just makes for a wonderful event. A wonderful weekend with a lot of the warmth and friendliness that you opened up the show with.
Absolutely. And it absolutely is. Lots of warmth and friendliness in Avoyelles Parish. Always has been. All of the towns that you're talking about have people come from all throughout, really, the state, especially that Cottonport Parade. People come from all over. They've always been known for. I love the cleanliness of Cottonport.
Me
it's
too.
Just a beautiful town.
There's nothing like a bayou running or a body of water running,
running through
a town.
I know,
It just sets the tone.
And they keep it so pristine.
Absolutely.
And that parade is just has always been amazing.
Yeah, because I passed there yesterday on a run somewhere, and there were the geese in the bayou. So it really makes for a wonderful, you know, peacefulness, you know, a tranquility to the festival. But of course, when the parade kicks up, you know, there goes the peace for a little while.
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
It's all about fun.
And so give people, Wilbert, the website for the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism and the number on how they can connect.
Yes, please go to our website, travelavoyelles.com, and our toll-free number for your convenience is 800-833-4195. We have all of these events listed on our website, and I'll repeat that that name. That is www.travelavoyelles.com.
Absolutely. And, Wilbert, you guys are always doing amazing things in Avoyelles Parish. You're always doing things that are going to bring people not just from Avoyelles Parish, but from around the state into Avoyelles.
That's correct, Carlette. That is our mission, is to bring people, educate, and promote Avoyelles Parish.
I love it. Well, listen, you know we're always on point about what's happening at Avoyelles Parish. In Avoyelles Parish, everything that's going on, we want to make our listeners aware, and we thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, and I want to take this time to wish a heartwarming Merry Christmas to all of your listening audience and to you in D.C. as well.
Absolutely. Wilbert, you absolutely rock.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, you're on point. We're going to take a quick break, but we're back right after this.
Lots of mistletoe, lots of snow and ice, everywhere we go. Choirs singing carols right outside my door. All these things and more.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
again.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a Heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Training for intervention procedures, Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, waitstaff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Christmas comes only once a year, but those holiday bills can stick around for months. You can make the holidays easier on your bank account with the Southern Heritage Bank Christmas Club. It's the easy way to save. And when Christmas rolls around next year, both you and your bank account will be in the holiday spirit. Southern Heritage Bank, online at shbnet.com.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The staff and management at Southern Heritage Bank wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season. May you find joy in the meaning of Christmas.
From our family to yours, Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. And participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Angela Fine, the cosmetic manager at Dillard's of Alexandria, and I would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Hello, everyone. I am Wilbert Carmouche, the executive director of the Evolve Commission of Tourism, and I would like to take this opportunity to wish all of the OPT listening audience a very Merry Christmas and a happy and joyous New Year.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Terra Home. If you're looking for great, unique gifts for the holidays, plus wonderful home decor, you need to start at Terra Home. They're located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria, also St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, McDonald's of Alexandria, and Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. You can get all the channels that you're hoping for, plus great savings, HD for life, plus so much more, by phoning 318-767-2220. Also, Southern Heritage Bank, an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community, the city of Alexandria, diversity in action. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're switching gears just a little bit, and we're joined by Katie Vanderlick and the board of Girls on the Run. Now, Katie Vanderlick is the executive director of the YWCA, and of course the YWCA is dedicated to eliminating racism, empowering women, and promoting peace, justice, and freedom and dignity for all. And so we want to welcome this morning Katie along with the board of Girls Run Wild. And let me just take a moment to say good morning and welcome to everybody. Lisa Love, of course, is a board member of this incredible group. She is an amazing athletic prowess, and plus she's going to be an amazing life's coach, not to mention all the other things that she's doing in the community. Lisa, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Happy to have you back. Elizabeth Elder is a newcomer to the OPT Network. We welcome her for the very first time. She's a biology instructor at LSUA and also a board member, and we welcome Lisa Lowry, who is also a first-timer at the OPT Network. She works with the Central Louisiana Community Foundation, and she, too, is a board member of Girls on the Run. Ladies, good morning, and
good morning.
Welcome.
And I'm glad you clarified that. That Girls Gone Wild thing was sort of starting to bother me a little bit.
You know what? I think these girls are going to go wild.
They are going to go wild.
They are. I tell you one thing, so many things running through my mind this morning, but Girls on the Run, Katie, let's first talk about what that is.
Girls on the Run is a national program, and
The YWCA is excited to bring it to Central Louisiana, and we could not have done it without Run Wild Multisports. Without the help of Run Wild and Elizabeth Casano over there, we could not have this program in Central Louisiana. So I want to say thank you to them. But this is a it's an empowerment program for young girls. We have Girls on the Run is geared toward third to fifth grade girls, and then there's a there's an extension of that, and it's called Girls on Track, and that's for sixth to eighth grade girls. So essentially, it's a program for girls in third to eighth grade who to teach them about physical, like how to their emotional well-being, and in the instructions, it also teaches them how to be fit and physically fit. And at the end of the sessions, they run a 5K. But it's a 10-week program, and during the program, it kind of teaches them how to get outside the girl box and to think for themselves and to be more confident. You know, third to eighth grade girls, that's a tough time for girls. I mean, girls are, we all know how girls are.
Absolutely.
We're a bunch of women sitting in the studio right now. We all know how girls can be, and it's really tough for girls out there. We were talking yesterday, you know, when you see a little girl, you always say, oh, look how cute you are, or, you know, you're so cute, or I love your outfit. And it's never like, wow, you know, you're so smart, or you really, you can run really fast, or you can do those things great. It's never about that with little girls.
Right.
And we want to teach them that it's not all about the way that you look or what you wear. It's about who you are and how you feel about yourself.
Absolutely. And so talk about why the YWCA decided to take this program on.
Well, the YWCA, of course, we're about empowering women and empowering young girls to be the best that they can. And this is a perfect fit because that is what Girls on the Run does. It's empowering these young girls to get out in their community, to volunteer, to give back. And that's what we do at the Y. So it's a perfect fit.
Absolutely. And for you, Lisa, and everybody around the table, you know, it was really amazing to me that so many women, so many busy women, took time out of their schedules and put this on their plate to empower girls. Lisa, for you, why was this important?
When I saw the video online for Girls on the Run, it brought tears to my eyes. I'm laying in bed. Somebody sent me a link to Girls on the Run. Sandy Montrose, who discovered it online. When you watch that video and you see these young girls that are pulling for each other and learning life lessons and learning about values and supporting each other and becoming so strong within that when it comes to peer pressure, when it comes to bullying, they'll have the ability to cope with those issues that every young girl faces. And probably every one of us sitting around in this studio this morning and most of your listeners who are women went through tough times in that young adolescent stage of their life where their body's changing. How do I deal with that? How do I deal with what if my body's not changing and everyone else's is? And then how do I feel good about myself as I'm going through those changes?
Right.
And so the lessons that young girls will learn in this program will help these young girls throughout their lives. They will always remember this. This will give them the confidence to be strong women in our community.
Absolutely. And for you, Elizabeth, what was the draw for you when you first heard about Girls on the Run and you were approached?
Fortunately, when I was growing up, I had some really good role models who taught me how to stand up for myself and how to be active and how to be interested in my community. And when I heard about this one, it just seemed like a perfect opportunity for a payback. I got it growing up, and I had people who took me hiking and taught me how to do things. I had people who taught me all sorts of life lessons that I use, and I felt like this was a way that I could get back to some girls who might not have those options.
Absolutely. Amazing. And for you, Liz, what was your draw?
Well, I guess really for me it was two things. One, I am on the board at the YWCA, and I'm also on with the Girls on the Run. And it directly ties in with what our mission is at the YWCA. But for so long, we have been searching for a program at the YWCA that we do a lot to empower women. And we work with a lot of single moms, and we work with you know, a lot of women in, you know, in the community who are, you know, going back into the workforce and, you know, with the working woman's closet. And we've just done all these different things. And this was where we were saying, okay, what else can we do to get the women before they hit that point?
Right.
You know, and I think that, like Lisa was saying, and then, you know, and also Elizabeth was saying, that, you know, it's about getting, it's about giving them those life lessons early on. So when those challenges present themselves, whether it's adolescence or it's when they're in college or when they're a mom, it's it's those things. And then for the other side, for me, it's a personal thing. I have a 10-year-old and I have a 7-year-old. I have two little girls. And I'm watching my 10-year-old who's in fourth grade right now, who's, you know, she's challenged daily by just the the different things. And, you know, you even know from the meeting that when we, we met, you know, we even talked about bullying as early as pre-K.
Wow.
I mean, and so this is such a wonderful, wonderful program, and it is not limited to any one group. It is something that our community can embrace. It's not a it's moms and dads can support it. You don't have children and you want to support it, you can. If you're a working person, you can. If I mean, there's just so many ways that you can embrace this program. And it's an ongoing, it's not a one-time fundraiser or a one-time event. It is something that will go on and on in our community, and our community needs that.
And I absolutely love the concept. And as Katie and I were sitting with a principal on yesterday and we were presenting this program, one of the things that, I loved about the program is the diversity, that it brought girls from all ethnic groups, from all socioeconomic backgrounds. It did not differentiate. And as we sat in the meeting and we talked about it, and we talked about the girls in terms of age, and I started thinking, when I was approached to be on the board of this amazing, amazing group of women and young girls, I was thinking that if we as leaders, as teachers, as churches, as people in our community that care, if we don't start to make an impartation into our girls as early as third grade, then we will have more of the same. We will tell girls who they are through media. We will tell them who they are through their weight. And we will make them think that those are the ideals that America embraces. And so what we love about this program is that it helps to empower girls to be their own best self, to live their own dreams, and to walk out their own lives the way that God has created for them to be. Y'all, we've got to take a quick break here. It's called Girls on the Run.
Go, girl.
Yes, girls. Indeed. It's an incredible program. We're going to be back on point. We're going to tell you how you can get your school, your girls involved, and what an incredible, amazing program this absolutely is. Stay on point. We're back right after this.
Party, Sylvia's pink party. December 15th is the pink party. The pink party, Sylvia's pink party.
Saturday, December 15th at Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. It's the party you've been waiting for all year long. Sylvia's pink party for the cure. One night and one night only of party bliss.
This will be a pink carpet affair filled with fun, food, entertainment, and door prizes featuring two of Sinla's hottest DJs, Trey Seven and DJ Boogie Bear. It'll be a party with a purpose. Saturday, December 15th. Doors open at 8 p.m. at the Hayes Auditorium at 206 Persian Avenue in Bunkie, Louisiana. For a $20 donation, you'll help eradicate breast cancer. Sponsored by Darlene St. Romain and her team at Sylvia's Caring Companion Healthcare Services. Doors open at 8 p.m. It'll be a holiday event that makes your heart beat.
Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure is sponsored in part by the Cancer Foundation and Sylvia's Caring Companion. For ticket information, call 318-346-2540 or 318-445-5658. It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC. Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah,
you were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof, what's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay, I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Casino, owner of Run Wild, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Pearlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Dallas Hickson, managing partner of Hickson Automotive, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk show with Carlette Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf is serving Avoyelles Parish and surrounding areas. For more information, auto, home, health insurance, whatever you need, Kyle's got it. 318-346-6695. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts. I don't think Kyle has health insurance, but he's got all the insurance, financial services on point. And you can call Kyle in Avoyelles Parish by dialing 318-346-6695. If you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're talking about a new program that's come to town. It's called Girls on the Run. And the premise of Girls on the Run is to inspire girls to live joyful, healthy, and confident lives using fun, experience-based curriculum programs, creative activities, and to integrate running. And Girls on the Run is a transformational learning program for girls ages 8 to 13. And here to talk about this incredible new program to Central Louisiana is Katie Vanderlick, who is the executive director of the YWCA, and the board members, Lisa Love, Elizabeth Elder, and Liz Lowry. And while we were on the break, we were talking about this incredible program. And Lisa, we were talking about the athletic component of the program. Let's talk about that.
Right. And when we say athletic, you know, we're not trying to build elite runners. However, hopefully we'll end up with a few.
I think we might.
Lisa Plug.
I think, you know.
That little competitive edge will have to kick in there somewhere. But, you know, this is, we are living in a world of obesity.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can reach young girls in the third grade starting out and mm-hmm. start incorporating and helping them develop good eating habits,
mm-hmm.
knowing the right foods to eat, real foods to eat, and if you can't pronounce it, don't eat it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we also, every session will include some health and fitness. So the girls will actually go out on the playground and we will do some running drills and prepare for their big 5K. They
mm-hmm.
will run 3.1 miles at the end of the 10-week program,
mm-hmm.
which is just such an accomplishment for a third grader
mm-hmm.
or a fifth grader.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is also a huge draw for this program to incorporate the health and fitness and help these young girls learn how to take responsibility for their health at
mm-hmm.
a young age.
Mm-hmm. And I think what we were saying yesterday, Katie and I, as we were talking about it, it's not even about if they're great runners or not. I think it's even more important to help young girls to get started, to make it through a 10-week program, and to finish.
That's right. It's certainly not about who finishes. In fact, you know, we'll decide as a group if we're even going to have a clock at this 5K.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's all about these young girls making it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and when you make it across mm-hmm. that finish line and you've got your family,
mm-hmm.
you've got your parents, your friends, your cousins cheering for
mm-hmm.
you and screaming your name
mm-hmm.
as you cross a finish line, for these young girls, they've just run a marathon.
And I'm going to tell you one thing.
Katie's tearing up.
there's nothing like it. Katie, why are you tearing up?
Because it's so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It's so exciting for these little girls. I mean, I see these girls every day at the YW in
mm-hmm.
our after-school program. I see a lot of these girls that fit into this age group, and I'm just picturing them running across the finish line, and it's making me excited.
It's going to be
awesome.
And you know what? You're in a unique situation, you and Liz, because you are, and you especially, you're on the front lines of seeing these little girls and seeing what little girls fit in and what little girls don't fit in and the cliques that little girls learn to form very early.
And girls so much are trying to find where they
mm-hmm.
fit. They're always trying to find their place.
Mm-hmm.
And these groups, they're going to be groups of girls, 12 to 15 girls. So it's going to be a small group, and there's going to be two coaches with each session. So these girls are going to get a lot of attention, and
mm-hmm.
they're going to get a lot of support and encouragement.
Love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
mm-hmm.
I mean, and a lot of these girls need that. They need that you can do it. They need to hear that every day.
Absolutely. And I love what Elizabeth said about really paying it forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being able to really sow into another little girl's lives or young girls that those things that you had that maybe they didn't have. And it really is far beyond just what's on the surface. It's about what each of these women that are gathered here today and people like Elizabeth Casano and all of the other group, but those volunteers that will ultimately sew Elizabeth into those. And what I love about Elizabeth is that she's a biology teacher. And I want to see more girls have the confidence in math and science. And when she said she's a biology teacher, I wanted to run. No, I'm serious, because girls have been, from the starting line, have been told that's not something they can do. And you speak to that.
Right. Well, I've had a funny incident recently. I had moved, and in packing up to move, I cleaned out a desk. And in my desk, I found my second grade report card, which, for those sitting in the room, know that was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago for all of us.
On the back of it, written in by my teacher, was that I had an inordinate interest in science.
Wow.
Awesome.
I think I drove her nuts even at that age.
So you were just blessed early on.
Early on for having an interest in not only science, but being out in nature and being involved in running and hiking and doing all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. And so to me, that it's just been a part of my life, and I would like to see it be part of the lives of some of the young girls around here who don't necessarily have mm-hmm. that as an option right mm-hmm. now.
I want to see more scientists. I want to see more chemical engineers, girls and women, and I want to be able to see them start on that trek and be able to finish. And I think groups like these empower girls to be whatever they want to be, Lisa.
Friday, I had the opportunity to visit at Rugg Elementary. And when Elizabeth said second grade, I went to school at Rugg Elementary from kindergarten through the sixth grade.
Uh-huh.
And to walk in that school and see that second grade classroom, which I still remember like it was yesterday. I want to reach out to your listeners who went to school at Rugg Elementary
mm-hmm.
and who would like to be a part of this program to give us a call at the Y and sponsor a young girl. There is a cost for each young girl to participate mm-hmm. in this program. And we don't want any young girl to not be able to participate because of their inability to pay mm-hmm. the tuition for the program. So we will be asking for scholarship sponsors. We will be asking for contributors,
mm-hmm.
for volunteers, for coaches, et cetera. So if you went to Rugg Elementary and you want to be a part of this
You're calling out the Rugg alumni. But there are a lot of schools that you yeah. guys are targeting as well. Pretty much, I mean, the number is large of the schools that you guys have on the list that you're hoping will participate.
Absolutely. And if there are any schools out there that want to participate, please give us a call at the YW 442-3397. We are open to any and all. All suggestions. We want to we're targeting any and every school in Rapides Parish.
Okay, great. Let's take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll tell people how they can connect. We'll tell them what the registration fee is, and we'll talk a little bit more about how we can get those schools involved. Stay on point, everybody.
Awesome.
We're back right after this.
I need some shelter of my own protection, baby. Be with myself in center, clarity, peace, serenity.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
It's the Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Training for intervention procedures, Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, wait staff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib, more tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Lisa Bevere, and I want to challenge women everywhere that you need to rise up, because, see, I've been on point with Carla at Christmas.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM, and I've been on point with Carla at Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent,
and I've been on point
with Carla at Christmas.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Hump Day Wednesday. Yes, the week is going all downhill. It's almost over. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 8:37 a.m. Remember, those school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart dedicated to excellence, the Of Oyles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. And you've heard about all the exciting, incredible things that are happening in Of Oyles Parish for the holidays. So we want you to make sure that you enjoy Of Oyles Parish. Davis One Stop, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is the best stop right there in the heart of Cheneyville. Now, if you're just joining us this morning on the OPT Network, we're talking about Girls on the Run. And I love, love, love their mission, and you will too. It says, we believe that every girl can embrace who she is, can define who she wants to be, can rise to any challenge, and can change the world. Can.
Right.
She can. And so that means that Girls on the Run is, I mean, it is an opportunity for girls to learn, as we were sitting here talking, to learn conflict resolution, to learn who they are, whose they are, and to learn that they can be all that they desire to be. And it's starting right here in Central Louisiana, and it started by an incredible group of women. And we just hope, Katie, that people will come out, get involved, and participate. Let's tell people how.
Absolutely. Tomorrow we are having an informational session for those who want to volunteer or who think that they may want to volunteer. Come out tomorrow to the YWCA. That's behind Ash.
Right.
We'll have a session at noon, and we'll have a session at 5:30. And you can learn about the different opportunities that they are. We need head coaches. We need assistant coaches. We need running buddies. If you have, you know, 3 hours to give a month, we have something for you. If you have 30 minutes to give a month, we have something for you.
Wow.
So so come on out tomorrow if you're interested in volunteering. Again, that's at noon or 5:30 at the YWCA.
Okay, so Lisa, we want to encourage people that they don't necessarily just have to be fitness gurus like yourself in order to be a running buddy or a coach, right?
That's right.
Because it's going to be good for all of us.
It will be good for all of us. And you talk about feel good. I mean, this, we're doing this for the girls in our community, but from what we have heard from those who have been involved with Girls on the Run, the coaches and volunteers get as much out of the program as the young girls do. Mm-hmm. So we do want everyone to know how much they will get out of this program if they participate, volunteer, and help the young girls. So yes, you're right. You don't have to be a runner. What we will be starting with is basic, getting out, doing a little run-walk series with the young girls. Of course, we'll have some that can run the whole time.
Right.
But we need all levels. We need all abilities for women and men. We want some men to be involved in the program as well.
Absolutely. And I think it's really important to note that for all of those people that are going to be resolving to get healthy in the new year, that's going to be one of your resolutions. This is a great opportunity for you to volunteer and to get fit along, Liz, with those young girls all at the same time.
Sure.
And I think that's the key thing is that when we think healthy, and I think Lisa could definitely give the true picture of this, but to really be healthy, it's not just exercise. Mm-hmm. It's not just, you've got to feel good about yourself. Mm-hmm. You've got to feel good about what you're doing. You have to understand what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so this program is so beneficial to that, that even me having a 10-year-old little girl who in the morning doesn't want to eat breakfast before she goes off to school, and she thinks that, well, I'm not really hungry, and having those conversations of why that's so important, and she is athletic, and then I explain to her why, you know, I mean, healthy is such a bigger word than just exercise and eating. It is, I mean, it truly is. It's about feeling good about yourself.
Mind, body, and spirit.
Yes,
absolutely. I think that encompasses mind, body, and spirit. And it's a wholeness. And so we hope to bring a wholeness to this community. This is, Girls on the Run is a program that is being implemented throughout various different parts of different areas of the country.
Right, it's a national program. And I just want to say, too, that volunteers have to be at least 18 years old, and they can be male or female. I mean, we need males, too. But if you're interested in getting involved in any way, if you're interested in volunteering, you can come out tomorrow. If you're interested in sponsoring girls or a group of girls, please call the YWCA. If you're interested in getting your daughter signed up, please call the YWCA. We're beginning the spring session February 18th, and we'll conclude with our 5K the first weekend in May.
Absolutely.
So we have everything set. We just need, we need some girls, and we need some sponsors.
Absolutely.
And some volunteers.
Absolutely. And so at some point, Katie, we'll tell people which schools will be involved, because those schools that are involved, those kids will be at those schools for 2 days per week, right?
Absolutely, yes. And if you have a child who you want her to get involved, please call us, and we'll let you know if we've already been to that school and if they're on board. And if not, we'll
hook you up.
Yeah, we'll try to get that school on board.
Absolutely. And so tomorrow, volunteers can come to the Y at?
At noon or 5:30. We have two different sessions, so hopefully you can make one of them.
Okay, so do we want to talk about what the cost is involved?
Yeah, the cost, and I don't want to scare anybody with the cost. I mean, the cost is $150 per student. But again, that's a 10-week program. That's twice a week, 90-minute sessions. So they get a healthy snack. They get their water bottle. They get their Girls on the Run shirt. They get all of the stuff that they need to go through this program and to do the 5K.
Right.
So that's what that includes. So we're going to have some students that we know, some young girls that we know that can't afford the program. But don't fear. You will not be left out. That's why we are looking for scholarship money.
Absolutely. And I believe that there will be a lot of people that will sponsor this. And $150 is a small seed to sow into these young girls' lives. And what they're going to get is going to go far beyond that small cost. So the Y is making provisions. They are looking for sponsors. They're looking for people. And so many people have already jumped on board.
Oh, yeah. The response has been crazy. I think we were talking about this morning. It's like people have been waiting for this program to get here. Mm-hmm. I mean, every time we talk about it, they're like, oh, I can't believe that's in Central Louisiana. So we are so fortunate to have brought this to this community.
Right.
And Run Wild Multisports, again, can't say thank you enough for their support in this, and this group of women that that brought this to Central Louisiana and then brought it to the YW because they thought it would be a good fit. I mean, we're just so excited. The staff is on board. We are on point, Carlette.
I love it. It's called Girls on the Run. I want to thank all of the ladies that came in and joined us this morning. Katie Vanderlick is the executive director of the YWCA. See, Katie, I'm talking too fast. Lisa Love, Elizabeth Elder, Liz Lowry. Thank you guys for spending the very best and busiest part of your morning with us.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. This is the official OPT Network, and we're back after this.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. and do it, and do it. Let's live it up and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it, do it. Here we come, here we go, we gotta run.
Each holiday season brings the opportunity to strengthen family ties and renew old friendships. At Southern Heritage Bank, we hope that you and your family experience the fullness of the holiday season. May it fill your home with joy, your heart with love, and your life with laughter. We wish you peace with many blessings and a new year filled with happiness. Happy holidays from Southern Heritage Bank.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, everyone. I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director of the YWCA, and I would like to wish everyone in the OPT audience a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I tell everybody, you know what? This job is so much fun, DC, that it doesn't feel like work, but it absolutely, it's not work. It is fun, but we, you know, I tell you what. Anyway, Girls on the Run is an amazing program, and we can't wait to see what's going to happen in Central Louisiana with Girls on the Run. And so for all of those women that said, you know what, that sounds like a really cool program, and I'd like to get my daughter, my granddaughter involved. You know what? We want to hear from you. And so these are some of the good, positive things that are happening in our community that are changing lives. And I look forward to hopefully impacting young girls and helping them to be all that they can be, because that's what it's really about. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team, they're in Bunky, Louisiana. And Bunky, you can phone them at 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, you can phone 337-942-9939. And of course, McDonald's of Pineville, Southwest Beverage. For more information about those safety messages, you can log on to www.beresponsible.com. I tell you what, the morning, because we have so much fun doing what we do every single morning, it simply flies by, and DC has been running like crazy back and forth to power what we do. Y'all, I just know that this coming year is going to be a banner year, and I was sharing that with a sister friend of mine yesterday, that this year there are going to be so many great things happening to so many people. And we want you to start thinking about it. Not as the new year gets here, you make a resolution, but start thinking about those things that you resolve to do differently. I know every year you say to yourself, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Well, as we talked about health and fitness, I love what Liz said. You know, she said it encompasses more than just exercising and losing weight. It is about the whole person. And I believe, I truly believe that when we start with little girls, whether you're a part of Girls on the Run or you're a part of other ways to empower girls, that it starts with each of us, that if we can give back and empower our girls, girls and boys are being inundated with all of the electronic devices of today, the bullying, the cyberbullying, and all the things that happen that we as parents maybe don't know about. And if we begin to engage our kids and have them engage back, then we make the next generation better. And the ladies were saying before they left this morning that kids are, and everybody knows this, DC, kids are so much smarter than we were in third grade. I mean, you've got kids now that can use these mobile devices better than any adult, way before third grade. And so kids are smarter. They're exposed to more. They have more. They're doing more. And so we've got to be the guiding light to make sure that those things are properly used, and that we're making right impartations into all of our children. And it starts with each of us. And I know that as people were listening, DC, people would say, you know what, I have this group and I have that group. And we know that there are a lot of people throughout our listening audience that are doing amazing things. And we say to you, kudos. Kudos to you for what you're doing. But we want to hear about it. We can't, you know, Girls on the Run brought their mission and their program to us. We are inundated on a daily basis with so much information, but we try to answer every email and every phone call. And I know we've got some that we still need to answer, but we do take the time to read those emails and to make sure that we, you know, touch bases with people and make sure that what your kids are doing and what your community is doing is just as important to us as it is to you. And so send us an email at www.onpointcxmas.com. There is a way that you can just send us an email right from our website, or you can send us information if you're old school through the mail. We've been getting lots of letters. Or you can just call at 318-445-5658. Our office is located at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, right here in Alexandria. And the zip is 71302. And so those are the things that we want to hear about that are empowering our community. And they're making us all better. And we know that everybody, we've said it before, everybody's got a supply to give. And we'd love to hear about your supply. What are you giving back to your community? Because we know that just as we don't know about it, other people don't know about it. And so we want to be a source for good, smart information, putting it out there and making sure that the community is able to take advantage of it. And so that's what's on point this morning. It's called Girls on the Run, just one of many things happening. We've got some great shows coming up in the month of December. We want you to stay on point for that. We've got some great, great information that'll be coming your way. You can go to our website and you can check out what's coming up at www.onpointcxmas.com. And we want to thank all of you for sharing the very best part of your morning with us, as always, on the official OPT network. We also want to remind you about the Pink Party. Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure is happening December 15th. And for ticket information, you can phone Sylvia's Caring Companion or Darlene St. Romain and her team at 318-346-2540 in Bunky, and they'll give you information for a $20 donation. You can join us at the first annual Pink Party for the Cure and take advantage of being